to start, press any key. Where's the any key? I see Esk, Katarl, and Pigga. There doesn't seem to be any key. Oof. All this computer hacking is making me thirsty. I think I'll order a tab. Oh, no time for that now. The computer's starting. To speak up, I'm wearing a towel.
I wash my hand from the boss's blood. I use on my armpit, perfume much you hear. Then I polish my long fresh soul. Then I say,
Ick FM Metal Monday starts now. G'day, I'm Ick, and welcome to episode 110 of Ick FM Metal Monday, coming down the pipes and into your ears each and every Monday here on Ick FM MetalMonday.com. Regardless of what happens, my aim is to get a show to you each and every Monday, even if I have to do a mixtape like I did over the last couple of weeks. It was rather handy being able to break Frankenbock in case of emergency last week. You'll be pleased to know that I am back in the Ick FM Metal Monday studio. My fire duties have finished for the moment, and I will be continuing, of course, to prepare for my trip to the US, Japan and Singapore in early 2014. Indeed, I have under 60 days to go, so the countdown is well and truly on. The countdown is also well and truly on for Western Sydney metal band The Black and Beneath, who have appeared on Ick FM Metal Monday before. They have played with bands such as Voyager, Nazjap, Frankenbock, speaking of Frankenbock from last week, Rise of Avernus, their new album is out now, hopefully I'll get some tracks from that soon, Katabasis, Nazjap and more, and of course Tensions Arise. We're about to hear a couple of tracks from their new EP called Limbo, which will be out in a few days' time. This is called Through the Gates of Hell. I just felt like doing that. This is Ick on Ick FM Metal Monday.
You're listening to Ick FM Metal Mondays. We are the Black and Beneath. You can find us on Facebook. You can also go and check this motherfucker out at channelirk.com. Do it.
Our souls shall move.
mentioned a little bit earlier that I am counting down to my overseas trip for 2014, and one of the places that I will be going to on my 2014 overseas trip is to Japan, and that's exactly where that band was from. That was Headphones President with their song Reality, and before that, Nowhere. And prior to that, we heard The Black and Beneath with Dying for Life and Through the Gates of Hell. Headphones President. I actually went out and purchased all of their available albums on iTunes. Haven't listened to them all yet because I've been pretty busy, and as I mentioned earlier, I'm so far behind on my podcast and so far behind on my submissions and everything. And over the next 60 days or so, I'm going to be working very hard to make sure that even when I'm overseas in America and in Japan and in Singapore and wherever I end up for 70,000 tons of metal, you will still have a show to listen to each and every Monday. And I will still have a show to listen to each and every Monday because I also listen to each and every show eventually that I put out. You should also be listening to Ro from Dark Compass and Kimmy from The Metal Deli as well. Look forward to hearing their shows each and every week as well for some great metal that I'm not necessarily playing. Sometimes I suggest good songs to those guys, they suggest good songs to me, and vice versa. It is all good. We are fellow members of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. We're the noisy corner, but it's all good. We're going to move over from Japan now, and we're going to head over to Colorado in the US. They're originally from Michigan, and I know that there's some bands who, in their bios, they hate putting down that they are a metal band. They absolutely hate it, and I don't understand why, because when it comes down to their categories, they will put down that they're a metal band in their category, but not necessarily in their bio. One such example is the next band that we're going to hear. Not another Plain Jane, and Plain Jane isn't spelt the way that you'd think it would be spelt. They're based in Denver, Colorado, originally from Michigan. They specialize in a somewhat dark yet redemptive sound whilst utilizing a wide variety of complementary styles and techniques. At this stage, they have two members, Stephen Jane on vocals and Adam Stewart on vocals, and I dare say that they also play some instruments between them. That explains the Jane, because Stephen Jane is one of the guys in the band, and that's how, at least how part of the name came about. Stephen was born in Jackson, Michigan, and he's generally a self-taught vocalist and musician, dreaming to one day fully realize his musical abilities and drive his musical career straight to the top. He is also a veteran of the United States Army National Guard, and Adam is also a self-taught vocalist musician born in Hillsdale in Michigan. He longs to continually develop his talents and abilities to better entertain and moreover serve his fans, friends and family. And he is also an active duty member of the US Air Force. So a couple of servicemen here, that might mean that they might not necessarily get as much time to get together. But we'll hear them now anyway. We are going to hear two songs from Not Another Plain Jane, Beaten Down, and Red Sea. I'm Erk, this is Erk FM Metal Monday, erkfmmetalmonday.com.
Finding my way, taking the day, living my all before I fall. Digging my grave, living the way, path to my eternal stay. Thank you.
that can you kill? Sentence pending, life is ending. Sell every gift I can send.
Voices cease. the devil, another moonlit stroll, another chance to be who I could not show. Fortunes change and days go by, leaving me with just a wimple and a sigh.
To a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
We'll be right back. day.
This is Prescient.
Damn it.
Persian.
Prescient.
We don't even know our own fucking name.
Yeah, he's Prescient. Just remember that, all right? And you're listening to Irk Metal Monday.
Irk FM Metal Monday.
Yeah, remember that, all
right? Oh, wait, that's right. We have no front man. Fuck, we're instrumental. This is Prescient. You're listening to Irk FM Metal Monday.
That's the one. And it ain't Prescient. It ain't precinct. It ain't president. It's fucking... what is it now? That's the one.
Wait, there we go, there we go.
Yeah, cheers. Hello. Have a listen to our stuff.
Do
That'd
it.
Be awesome.
Just heard from another band who are called Voodoo Brother. The song we just heard there was called Terrible. Yes, the song was called Terrible. The forefathers of hard rock, stoner rock and heavy metal formed their genres for one reason and one reason only, to pave a way for a band like Voodoo Brother to come along. From the tough streets of Cleveland, New York and parts unknown, Voodoo Brother showcases the tattered and torn edges of a town gone sour to bring you forth five tales of woe and ... on their latest EP. I'm not sure what the question marks were actually supposed to be. Voodoo Brother, two points of light at the end of a dark tunnel. One of the points is you, the other is the sinister left-hand side. Oi, watch it, I'm left-handed. Your Voodoo Brother. Representative of an eternal struggle, theme of humanity, good versus evil, or the two living in harmony with each other, within each of us, held together by our own blood. Not exactly sure what that all meant. And prior to that, we heard from 19 Till Dawn from Michigan in the US. And they say that people have compared them to old school metal bands such as Megadeth and Metallica. They are honored to be compared to such incredible musicians like them, but the truth is that they are 19 Till Dawn. Although they may have similar sounds to other bands, the many influences each member of 19 Till Dawn brings to the table creates a unique style all of their own. People think that every band should be defined, an image, a sound, what makes the band who they are. We create a diverse sound that shatters the idea of grouping them into a single image or genre. They play what they feel like and nobody will say, "That doesn't sound like you." Because they are 19 Till Dawn, they will decide what sounds like them. Influences such as Megadeth, Metallica, Guns N' Roses, Queen, and a lot more. We're going to continue on with the metal on IrkFM Metal Monday. We also do play hard rock and industrial. And we are going to hear from Arrow Haze. We're going to go across to Belgium. Let's go across to Belgium. I went to Belgium once. I was there for a day. They take the energy of the classic hard rock bands and combine it with a modern progressive sound. The band, which is comprised of YouTube-acclaimed iconic musicians Theo vocals and drums, Carolee on guitar, Matrash on guitar and Steph on bass, released their debut album Music Factory in November 2012. It showcases their hard-hitting classic rock-inspired sound and offers surprises around every corner. So we're about to get surprised now, hopefully, by Arrow Haze. We're going to hear the title track off their debut album, Music Factory, and that will be followed by Stranger Tides and Routine. You are listening to IrkFM on IrkFM Metal Monday, IrkFMMetalMonday.com, each and every Monday, IrkFM Metal Monday.
This is Dave Evans on IRC FM. This station rocks!
Hello, everybody. This is Roly from the Dark Compass Metal Show, and you're listening to
Earth's Metal Monday.
The Temptress page on Facebook and come to a show.
We love you a long time.
from Germany. That was Horsemen with their song called Stay Fast. So we've gone a little bit into Europe. Interestingly, on their profile, they've called themselves heavy metal. Yeah, fair enough. Hardcore. Yeah, I get that. Blues rock. Maybe not. In 2007, one hot summer day, the three friends, Christian, Maltz and Michael, met. They knew from the beginning what sort of music they wanted to play. Driven by the desire of vigorous rock, they started writing songs. Horsemen would soon become more than a hobby. Stefan was the fourth band member. His old band, Lowborn, broke up. He didn't want to give up singing and he liked Horsemen's music. Now all that was needed was a bassist. He was found in a living room gig and his name is Martin. He has played music with a couple of the band members before. As they were all in different bands playing different music, Horsemen was able to combine all of these different variations. They find inspiration from classic bands such as Metallica, Iron Maiden, Motorhead, In Flames, Machine Head, Devil Driver, Lamb of God, and As I Lay Dying. But it never sounds like a copy. In 2008, they played their first concert at the Rock den Derm Festival in Germany. And they've had a lot more gigs since then. Their debut album was released in the summer of 2009. And their second album released in 2011. Not sure if they're still around, but I did like that song. One band to come on level. Can't tell you much about them, apart from the fact that they're from the Ukraine. My Ukrainian is basically non-existent. This is On Level. The song is called Intoxicate Me. I feel intoxicated, but that's due to a lack of sleep. This is Erk on Erk FM Metal Monday. Back right after this to wrap things up. Okay.
Slowly blowing off my brain, so this me down and leaves no second chance.
Oh, yeah, that song was Intoxicate Me, and it has been my pleasure to bring you episode 110 of IRC FM Metal Monday. If you are in a band, in a metal band, a hard rock band, or an industrial band, and you would like to hear your music on this show, you can let me know. There's details on the show notes at IRCFMMetalMonday.com. I'll be doing a lot of work over the next couple of months to have lots of content for you while I'm overseas for January and February, so you won't worry about missing a week and I won't have to worry about doing some podcasts because I'll be on holidays, which will be absolutely awesome. 110 episodes, still going strong, haven't missed an episode, haven't missed a week yet, although a couple of times it has got really, really close. Thank you to The Black and Beneath for sending me their EP, which was absolutely awesome. And also our other music was supplied by Airplay Direct. On this episode, we heard from the Black and Beneath Headphones president, Not Another Plain Jane, not spelt the way that you'd think it would be spelt, 19 Till Dawn, Voodoo Brother, Arrow Haze, and we finished up with Horseman and On Level. I'll be back next week with some more metal. If you have some new releases for me, I know in Australia our summer gig season is starting to warm up. Hopefully might have some news about a new venue in Western Sydney as well, hopefully. Been a bit out of the loop the last couple of weeks with my fire duties and whatnot. Also check out Ro at Dark Compass and Kimmy at the Metal Deli, and lots and lots of metal there for you as well. Until next time, I'm Irk. Thank you very much for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. It was certainly great to be back here in the studio. Don't hate me because I'm metal. And until next time, don't forget, metal is life. And I'll see you next week. Good night, interweb. And yeah, really enjoyed it.
To start, press any key.
No, we don't want to start. We want to end.